D, disqualification discussion. One of the hardest things to face when any employment situation is the hard reality that there may be some jobs you can't do because something in your background disqualifies you. And unfortunately, there's nothing you can really do about that in some instances. However, when you're talking to the employers, especially when you're going through the application, it's a little easier when you're going through the interview because you can talk to people. When you're going through the application process, you may have to reach out to someone within the company and say, listen, this is the situation. Is this a disqualifying thing? Why do you want to know that ahead of time? Because guess what? Context means everything. If a particular situation presented itself that, if put in context, you believe you can explain to such a degree where it does not negatively impact the employer, you want to know, can you be given that opportunity to do so? And trust me, especially on those applications, the three little lines that you have right there may not be enough. You may ask, can I attach something to it to explain this? Because on its face, you're gonna look at this and go, this joker, But you wanna be able to discuss a particular circumstance. Now, don't get me wrong. This may not always get you out of that particular situation. The reality is that if an employer has strict and hard rules about particular offenses that they, whether it be private in the private sector in terms of their internal policy, or in the public sector, something that's governed by state law in terms of certain types of jobs where you can't, where the state statutes say you can't do the job if you have certain things, you want to know ahead of time so you can be given the opportunity to be able to either, one, walk away from that job because that's just not going to be something you can do with your background, or two, be able to address it to the appropriate parties in such a way to give them the opportunity to look at it in terms of a contextual standpoint. Either way, if you find yourself in the process of applying for a job or going through the initial intakes and it's brought to your attention that there are certain types of things that are done that may result in you being disqualified from doing the job, find out if there is a process in place that gives you the opportunity to explain those circumstances so that you can possibly be able to be given what we call an exemption. I talked about this before, an exemption to the job, so that this way you can still do it despite having that disqualifying offense. That might not always work. So I don't want you to sit here and think, well, okay, we're gonna do this, because sometimes the employer, depending on what their internal policies are, or maybe what's governed by the statute, which clearly says, regardless, we don't care if the person is the nicest person in the world, and this was 120 years ago, can't do it. Unfortunately, that's just the nature of the beast. But you wanna be able to have that discussion to understand if there are things you can do in order to further articulate the nature of the disqualifying event that you participated in, and being able to provide a contextual basis so that this way they can understand that what it looks like on its face is not as bad, and hopefully that's enough to allow you to work there despite that.